I think that the Band-Aid is one of the most wonderful inventions human ingenuity has created. Just consider the enormous improvement in the life of mothers that the Band-Aid has made possible. A little child is assaulted by a sidewalk. Now, mind you, it's only a small abrasion, which will be gone by morning. But the little one's dignity has also been offended. And all it takes is a little maternal affection, a hug, a kiss, and a swiftly applied Band-Aid, and the owie, it's gone. It's that simple. And so it is with the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promises today in the Gospel. The Holy Spirit represents God's motherly affection for us, God's feminine tenderness, God's maternal protection over us, God's commitment to go on healing all of our owies. The Spirit, the Paraclete, the Consoler, the Advocate, the loving, tender protector, always represents the strong strain of femininity that has always been present in the Lord Yahweh in the Old Testament, and which in the New Testament is reflected especially through Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, these characteristics of masculine and feminine that we think of as separated according to gender, male and female, in human beings, these characteristics of feminine and masculine are really combined in the living God. Our God is both tender and strong, both aggressive and compassionate, both sensitive and vigorous, both pursuing and attracting. Our God is androgynous, combining both the masculine and the feminine principles. We often hear Catholic teachers speak about the coincidence of opposites, by which they mean the blending of all of the different characteristics that seem to be opposed in human experience, but which are, in God, one single smooth perfection. Now, for some people, it might seem strange to speak of God as a loving mother, as well as a vigorous, courageous father. An occasional saint, St. Juliana of Norwich, hundreds of years ago, referred to God as mother constantly. But today, ordinary Christians seem to have no problem whatsoever of thinking of God that way, as mother. Fully one-third of all Catholic people under 30 years old in this country, according to a recent research, think of God as mother. And young men, just as likely as young women, think of her that way. Now, in most religions, the masculinity and the femininity of God are usually separated into two gods, a male God and a female God. The Lord Yahweh, God the Father, God the Mother, our God, is simply above those distinctions, transcends them. In Him, all of the perfections are combined, God the Mother, God the Father. Yet, it's good for us to be reminded Insofar as our God attracts and calls us, cares for us, consoles us, heals us, that the kind of activity that our God is engaged in with us is normally identified with the kind of activity that mothers engage in. Mothers do the kind of work that God does: heal, console, protect, care. Now, when men are sufficiently strong and secure within themselves, they also are not afraid to show compassion, sympathy, and empathy. It's interesting to realize that in ancient Jewish folklore, as well as in popular religious tradition, God, the Holy Spirit, had, if not a feminine identity, at least always certain feminine aspects in his or her identity. Now, undoubtedly, the rediscovery of the maternal nature of God has been influenced by social and cultural developments today. Something like this possibly might not have occurred to anyone 15 or 20 years ago. But the rediscovery that down through the centuries, beginning with the Hebrew people, the maternal side of God is not a rediscovery, a twisting of the evidence to fit current fashion. It is simply an understanding more clearly that the deep, powerful strains in our heritage have always been present, way back from our Jewish ancestry. If 1/3 of all of our Catholic young people in this country today think of God as mother, the reason certainly is not sermons they have heard about the femininity of God or the maternity of God. Instead, their instinct is really based upon some kind of deep, basic, fundamental religious instinct that reveals God to them because of the loving tenderness as well as the power and strength that they discover in their relationship with our living God. And to put the matter a little bit differently, we've always known through Scripture and through tradition that our Holy Spirit, promised to us, is the consoler, the protector, the advocate, the healer. And today we're able to see both historically and psychologically that there are grounds for saying that the roles of the Spirit are based upon the fact that God is both father and mother, husband and wife, creative lawgiver, and always a beckoning lover. And today's contemporary cultural development, in other words, simply helps us see more clearly an ancient aspect of our heritage that goes back more than 2,000 years, that was always there. But we simply were not made aware of it. We didn't perceive it as clearly as we do today. In fact, when Jesus tells us in today's gospel that he's going to go away for a while, he says, really, that he's going to leave behind with us a tender lover, a lover who will take care of us, a tender lover who will call forth from within each one of us that which is most unique about each of us personally and makes each of us especially ourselves different. And it would not be wrong to see the affectionate farewell of Jesus to his followers. is something that could roughly parallel the farewell of a father leaving his family and going a long journey. And the father simply says to his mother, to the mother, and to the children, that the mother will take care of the children during the father's absence, and that they will be protected and loved while he is gone. Mothers love their children. Mothers understand their children. And the famous Jewish proverb, a mother is a mother all over the world, as long as she is a real mother. Our Holy Spirit promised to us, and in our possession now, is actually a mother as well as a father, who understands us and protects us with tender love as a mother does. And the Band-Aid removes, allays anxieties on the little child who has the awe. And so the promised spirit of Pentecost should also drive away our fears and anxieties out of our lives. We, because of that promise of a mother spirit, should be able to live now with new confidence and courageously, because our living God loves us with a mother's love.